Hello, and welcome to today's A Marvelous Lunch Break. On today's show, what more can we say? Episode 6, the final episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. One episode, and what a conclusion to the series. We are going to be talking about it over the next half an hour, reacting to everything. And I think I've got two smiley faces on the screen in front of me who, there we go, two big smiles in front of me who I think are very excited to talk about it too. First up then, joining me as always is Miss Marvel herself, Anna Harrison. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Dan. And a big welcome to our new Captain America. Very excited to see him.
Oof. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. and of course, double agent. Martin Carter, how are you?
Oh.
Can you imagine if I was a double agent working for a rival podcast all this time?
What, like a good one? That explains why we're terrible. It was you all along. hello as well to all our listeners this week from around the world. Wherever you are, if this is the first time that you're tuning in, or if you're back for more, do know there are spoilers in this podcast. And if you're listening to us, please remember to review it, subscribe, so you can get more of this more often in your ears. Also, please follow us on our Instagram account. We like new followers there. Anna, what's the details?
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
Okay.
Ooh. And we've got a new picture of the three of us because we went to the pub. So you can see a new picture of how we all look in 2021.
Yeah. COVID safe.
Wildly different.
And it's the first time we've seen each other in person for a little while as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly been ages since like all three of us were together. So we've sort of done kind of individual walks and the like. But yeah, now that the UK is finally allowing a larger gatherings of people. Yeah, it was great to see you guys in person rather than just hearing your voice over the ether.
I know. And if you've been sticking along and listening to us at home with our reduced audio quality, thank you very much for sticking by with us. You know, certainly it's great for us to be able to get together still and talk about Marvel and all the amazing stuff that they're pumping out week after week. And of course, you know, hopefully we'll be back together one day to have a slightly better audio quality in the future. But, you know, we'll still be recording this. This is the final episode of the show, but it's not the final episode of the season. We'll be back next week, but more of that later in the podcast. So, Anna, let's kick off. We have this new section. Martin, can you remind me of the name?
It's Anna's Marvelous Rhyming Roundup.
I like how you say it really slow,
Martin.
Anna's Marvelous Rhyming Roundup.
Great.
Anna's Marvelous Rhyming Roundup. Yeah, there we go.
It's time for Marvelous Anna's Rhyming Roundup.
I would also like to point out that when we mentioned this in the pub when we all caught up, Anna's husband was like, "You do what? You do poetry on the podcast?
I can't believe you haven't been performing this in your living room."
No, I mean, to be fair, he used to hear me like practicing the 60-second, and I think he decided then and there it was just better for our relationship if he didn't engage with whatever it was that I was what I was compiling for these episodes. So yeah, but it was a shock to him that I was writing poetry about the MCU.
I mean, someone's got to write poetry about the MCU, right? And who better than speed talking world champion? So Anna's Marvelous Rhyming Roundup. Usually you would summarize a movie in 60 seconds, but now you are giving us a rhyming roundup of a television episode. So now we've got episode 6 of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Epic conclusion. I'm going to let you take it away for the final rhyme of the season. Okay?
All right. Okay.
After you.
Here we go. One world, one people. Well, robes may not make the monk, perhaps, but Sam's kick-ass new suit is even cooler than Cap's. Though he seems to run afoul of a vibranium chair, he pulls off an amazing rescue midair. Surprisingly, Johnny shows his valor was not just pretend, and he decides to help Buck instead of revenge. And it turns out Sharon's the power broker. Oh, quelle surprise. But she's got the wool over Sam's eyes, so she'll continue to do as she please. A couple of bullets and bye, Carly, we barely knew you. But Sam carries her cause with words heartfelt and true. The rest of the flag smashers succumb to Zemo's planned attack, and Johnny's back in action, now garbed in red, white, and black. Bucky does the hard work and makes true amends, even though it painfully costs him one of his friends. Sam ensures the world acknowledges Isaiah's past deeds, and his story now stands proudly alongside Steve's. Our new Captain America and Buck experience some well-earned serenity and enjoy some simple comforts, shrimp music, and family. But as we close on America letting the snake in through the front door, I, for one, can't wait to see what happens in Captain America 4.
Captain America 4! Oh my god. That was, I think, your best yet, and I loved your use of different voices throughout. I also
love that through intonation we can really tell Anna's feelings on the episode as well.
Yeah. That was incredible. Well done, Anna. Five solid poetries. This season. I think it's great. And you know, if you're a little bit foggy about the episode, well, now you're completely up to speed and we can crack on. So kicking off as we usually do with the cast, no new faces this week, but not surprising given it's episode 6. So let's get straight into it. Anthony Mackie as Sam as Captain America. Yeah. And then we also have Sebastian Stan as Bucky as still the Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Still adorable, still bringing it. Yeah. Good job, man.
Of course, there's been a great cast, I feel, throughout the whole season. And we'll get into talking a little bit about those guys in the rest of the episode. But first off, I think we have to acknowledge straight away, smashing through the glass, Sam Wilson as Captain America, the suit, the wings, the shield. How are you feeling? Instant reactions to that.
Oh, man. I mean, I think I said a few episodes ago that, like, I wasn't entirely sure how they were going to go with this. Like, maybe the shield would get destroyed, maybe it would be something that they share, but like at the end when I saw him crash through the glass in like the comic perfect white suit with those wings and him with the shield, I properly got chills. I was so happy for him, and it really definitely felt like this was something that he both deserved and something that he worked hard for. Yeah, I thought it was a great entrance. And man, did he really feel like Captain America. Just the presence, I think, was perfect. It was great. Really great.
Martin, what was your immediate feelings when he came and did the superhero pose?
Oh, it was so much fun. And also, I've talked quite a lot in this season about how much I just love watching Falcon, like, be Falcon with his wings. And there's episodes where he didn't have them, I was just sad. But, like, the combination of the shield, which is super fun as a weapon, plus the wings. Like, there was a moment where he landed on the bridge and, like, the wings kind of protected him and he had, like, the shield above his head.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just think, like, the use
it's
of
like she is wing cocoon.
It was so much fun. He just seems to, like, naturally know how to use, like, everything that he's been given. And to say that he's not a super soldier, I think, is even more exciting. Super fun.
Well, I totally agree. And I think there was some very clear moments in this as well where you could see he was using, like, how he used the wings to compensate against super strength. Like, my favorite moment was when he, like would pierce the ground with his wings to provide, like, an anchor point. And so he could use the force against that to kick back against the opponent. And, man, I thought that looked so cool. It was so cool.
Yeah. Everything from him just flipping around and doing his jumps to, like you said, using the shield to, like, rock himself into the ground and take some blows, the shield dome that he made around himself, everything, even underwater flying, you know, was super cool. He's really, you know, I was thinking when I was watching this, he's like filling not just Captain America, but also a little bit of the Iron Man boxes as well, you know? Like, it feels like his tech can go anywhere, almost, especially if he's got the sort of Wakanda secret packages arriving. I was surprised a little bit that we didn't see. So I thought maybe to compensate the super strength thing, soldiers, we may see, you know how Black Panther in his suit had that sort of, like, energy absorption thing where it pushed it back, and we had the funny scene of you know, him flying across the room after punching the mannequin. I thought we might see something similar to that in Falcon's suit to sort of compensate, but the rest of his suit sort of made up for it with the various different gadgets and bits and bobs here and there. It looked incredible.
And I did, it really did. And I did like also that, like the first fight we saw him in the suit was against Batroc, which, you know, was sort of like, it was like almost like a like for like fight with Captain, like, because, you know, Captain America in the Winter Soldier, that was like the first like fight set piece that we got in that film, where we got a sense of like Cap's movements, how this new era of Cap was going to be interacting with his enemies. And I was glad to see that. However, I was really annoyed when Batroc kicked what looked like a standard office chair at Sam, and it impacted the shield and totally threw the shield off course. There's no way the shield wouldn't cut through like an Office Depot chair like it was butter. So that was a bit of a disappointing moment for me, but, you know, vastly overshadowed by all the other cool stuff.
It's interesting. Do you see the shield as a cutty object? Because I see it as like a bouncy object, unless it just cut through every tree, right?
Yeah, I mean, cutting through like butter, you're right. I don't think of it as like a bladed edge, but I would think like the force of it. I mean, if I think about all the shit office chairs I've had to deal with. Well, it just really made it seem like it was like a like for like impact, and that was weird. That just it caught me off guard, and it kind of pulled me out of it just for a moment, because I was just like, what? The shield would have made mincemeat of that chair. But anyway.
Maybe it was made of vibranium.
Well, I said that in the poem because, like, surely it must have been made out of vibranium, because how else could you account for what just happened? Anyway, I'm going to let that go because the rest of it was very cool.
Martin, do you think anything could have topped that moment, or do you think that we got the perfect introduction to the new Captain America?
Interesting. Now, I think if we listen back to last week's episode, I think when we were all kind of making predictions for the finale, I think we all kind of said, oh, Flag Smashers will be out of the way super early, and we want to see this kind of Cap versus Cap showdown. Mm. And I was kind of disappointed that the kind of major fight scene that we got with him unleashing his new powers was a really obviously he had the fight with Carly later on, but his kind of first, you know, crashing through the window, take out the baddies, was with this guy who's not really been in it for very many episodes. We didn't have a lot of stake in that outcome of that fight. Like, I would have just liked maybe his first entrance to be up against someone that we really cared about. And I think that being against Johnny Walker would have been a little bit more exciting, perhaps.
Mm. Interesting. Anna, what do you think could have ramped up Captain America's introduction?
I mean, I'm going to agree with Martin in that I think overall I was a little bit underwhelmed by this episode. I wasn't underwhelmed by Sam. I still think that he had a good entrance. I think we've got a good feel for his powers and the kind of Captain America he wants to be. I don't know if it was just naivete on my part, but I didn't see a Captain America 4 announcement coming like so soon. Mm. I was definitely expecting a lot more to get wrapped up in this episode than it did. I think a lot of things were kind of left hanging, and a few things that I guess were supposed to be big reveals, like, they weren't. It's kind of, you know, like the Sharon Carter thing. I know we'll talk more about that later. Like, that just kind of happened. And yeah, with Johnny Walker doing, like, you know, actually just giving us some nobility and like helping Buck, you know, rather than choosing to go after the Flag Smashers, he tries to save the van. So yeah, it was a bit, it was an interesting episode, but it did, there's some great moments, some great fight pieces, but I did feel a little bit left down by the narrative arc of this particular episode. Yeah. I did.
You two are just living in a different planet, I swear.
I know.
Have you got the same Disney Plus subscription to me? Because this is... Are you getting some sort of, like, reduced membership where you're not getting all of the fun? Because this was an incredible episode. Like, we've got so much set up from this. And this is, you know, what I feel we're going to get with all of Marvel properties going forward is it sets up a couple of things, it answers a few things. But I was not expecting Captain America 4. I was expecting the Falcon and the Winter Soldier season 2. you know? Mm. And instead it's like, actually, no, you know, he's Captain America. We're getting Captain America movies. Here we go. I was actually shocked to go online and read some of the people talking about announcement to Captain America 4. Like, well, why are they going back to Steve Rogers? What's this all about? Oh, why? People who, I guess, have not watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier are like, oh, well, yeah, why? I thought he died at the end of Endgame or, you know, whatever. It's like, hang about. Are you crazy? This is the new Captain America. Get with it. I think that's so exciting. And there's so many things it can do with that movie. But I think one of the huge things this TV show did right is they gave us a crap Captain America first. So that actually, I think if we'd have gone straight from Steve to Sam, I think a lot of people would be doing as they did with the comics and even meta in universe did with the comics, going, no way Sam can follow up Steve Rogers. But because we got John Walker, who absolutely couldn't follow up Steve Rogers, I think now not only is Sam a great fit for Captain America, but people are already like, thank God it's just not that guy, you know? So it's like the double win of getting, you know, getting Sam cemented in audiences' minds as here's your new Captain America. He's amazing. He also has wings now. His suit's sick as fuck. Let's crack on. I couldn't believe it.
I have two things to say to what you just said then,
which is a great debate club.
I'm going to say some things about what you've said. So when you say like it's a great setup for Captain America 4 and the future of the MCU, completely agree. You know, there's lots of like, who's that woman with the purple hair? Who's Val? Mm. What's US Agent mean? But I think on the flip side of that, I think some of the things that got wrapped up, I found a little bit underwhelming. Sorry, that was Siri.
She can't understand your argument because it's incoherent and pointless.
So I think there was two moments which I was a bit like, oh, really? I think the first one was how quick Johnny's redemption arc was when we were all kind of mind blown when he hacked a person to death using Captain America's shield. We've all forgotten that because he held a car with some senators in it. Like, we've all forgotten that he is a bit unhinged, and I think it was like, oh, look, it's nice, it's got a new suit. And like, and I think the setting at which you got the reveal of US Agent, with it being kind of like the Capitol building, kind of, I don't know, it added a bit of like forgiveness to his character, which I found a bit strange. And then the second thing that I thought was a bit disappointing was that Carly's death happened via Sharon Carter rather than by Falcon. Because I think that kind of, I'm going to talk you down, I'm going to change your mind about stuff, that was never really going to be an outcome that Carly would have accepted. And I thought it would have been interesting to see how far Falcon could have gone to stop Carly. But actually, that problem just got taken away from him. And I think I found that a bit of a cop-out. It did feel like he had to make a difficult decision about how to stop her.
Hmm. That's one of those that you can't solve. You know, you've got to leave some character development for him in the future, right? You know, Captain America 4, Sam makes the tough decisions.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so.
I mean, I'm pleased that we've still, I think, got the big showdown with US Agent to come, because I think he is an interesting character, and I think you're right. I think it's gone a little bit too hard in the redemptive side of things, but I was getting really intrigued by the way that how this character was developing, what was going to happen with it. But I do have to say my biggest disappointment in this episode was Carly as well. Because I think at the end of the day, I still didn't really understand who she was. Like what, like, I feel like the cause was really badly explained. It was only sort of like just the end when talking about the vote and this idea of like displacing people and everything. And how like one vote could, you know, deprive people of their homes that they've worked for and put all this effort and time and heart into. It felt not dissimilar to a vote that happened in the UK not that long ago. And that was like the first time I felt any kind of connection to like, I don't, like, it just wasn't explained to me. Maybe I was just being really thick, but I was like, I don't understand what exactly the problem is and what her Endgame is. Like, it's like, okay, so I'm going to kidnap the senators. Okay, that seems like a really short-term solution to a much larger problem. I never understood her, and I never really empathized with her in a way that would have made me care that she died. And I didn't understand her relationship with the power broker. You know, she kept sort of saying like, oh, I'll handle the power broker. I'll handle the power broker. But then she didn't actually seem to have a plan. And then when she died, like the last thing she said was she apologized. And I was like, that seems the antithesis of who you are. You kept saying over and over again that you were willing to die for this cause, that, you know, this meant so much to you. And then she seemed just like a kind of sad little girl at the end. And I was so disappointed by that. So, yeah. And I think that was sort of my main disappointment with this episode. The Flag Smashers were supposedly the threat throughout. And in the end, I just still didn't understand who they were. And the last of them got blown up by Zemo. And that was
which was great. I love that. Well, Zemo's ticked it. He's ticked his boxes. He's gone, great. I've done my job. You know?
I mean, from his cell. I can't wait to see more of him.
Yeah. We are definitely getting more Zemo. You know, I don't know. We don't know. You know, we talked about Thunderbolts in the last episode. Is it going to be US Agent part of that? We don't know. Mm. You know, is Val going to have any part of it? We don't know. The rumors are that Val somehow may be in Black Widow as well. And maybe this would have been the second introduction. So, you know, interesting to see what happens in that movie as well. Carly, the Flag Smashers, I think they made a bit of a misstep here. We talked about this a few episodes ago. They needed a prequel to this that was like a half an hour. Here's Carly and the Flag Smashers going through the blip, establishing this new life, and then suddenly the impacts of them being turned away. We didn't see that whatsoever. It's almost like that. What movie did they do this in where the start of it had like a... Oh, it was like Black Panther. You know, at the start of the Black Panther where we get like the bedtime story?
Yeah.
And it's suddenly like, all right, okay, I've got my exposition now. We need that, it feels. But they were probably a B-tier villain in this series that was elevated a little too high, if anything. You know, the true villain was the government. which only after, you know, they're still reeling of the effects of being massively infiltrated by Hydra only 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, let's cut them a break as well. John Walker's redemption then, Martin, you had some strong feelings about, you know, the quick redemption of John Walker. I've got to say, yeah, he's unhinged, but who doesn't love an unhinged, you know, anti-hero, right? Okay, yeah, he's recently committed murder. Do you not feel that there's any light at the end of the tunnel for US Agent?
In that post-credit scene where he was hacking away at making his own shield, I thought it was going to come out as some sort of kind of, deranged, you know, like, and the shield looked fine and it worked quite well. I was expecting it to look like, I don't know, like a ragdoll that had been stitched together from, like I expected more like Frankenstein-y elements, but actually it seemed relatively kind of normal, and it was just, and then like him and like Bucky were just like hanging out at the end, like leaning on the ambulance. It's been like, you know, having a nice chat, and it's like, I don't know.
I did find that weird.
To say how big that moment was when he killed that guy and what that meant for the shield, and that had the knock-on effect of them having that big fight between the three of them. I don't know. It just seemed weird how people were interacting with him, to say that he was he'd been stripped of all his medals. He clearly had some mental health issues. Like just his treatment of it in the last episode just felt really odd. Felt really off. I'm not sure. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Anna, do you have any positive vibes for bad boy John Walker?
I mean, positive vibes. I mean, I do think there was enough groundwork laid that he's not an all bad guy. Like his driving force was never, I want to be the both like power. It was never like power for the sake of power. Like he did, you know, they did do a good job of showing like why he wanted to be Captain America. You know, he was a soldier and he wanted to help people. And I think I wish we'd maybe seen a little bit more with like him and his wife. I thought like anytime he was around her, there was a real kind of humanizing element to him. I would have liked to seen a bit more, like maybe him interacting with people like in a slightly more normal capacity. Cause I feel like a lot of times it was either him in the suit where he seemed the most unhinged, or he was like, you know, yelling at the senators. Like we didn't get a whole lot of like who he is outside of those worlds. But I don't know. I'm really excited for seeing, cause like, I think it's safe to say he's not on a good path. Like, I don't think Val's got any sort of like benevolent plans for this guy. And, you know, if they needed to hold on to him to make it for that much more of an epic showdown in the film, fine. But I do agree. It felt a little rushed in this episode. But yeah, we'll just have to see.
Sorry, John Walker. I mean, I'm excited to see where his character goes. I don't think that he's going to be all sunshine and roses going forward. I think we've got, you know, someone here who's going to struggle with, you know, going off the rails a little bit, you know, making some poor decisions in the heat of battle. But he made some good decisions in this episode. You know, he did try and he was probably the most Captain America we've ever seen him in this episode, ironically. Even though he's now wearing a, I think his new suit's pretty cool. That black, red, and white. I think it's a good look. I'm interested just to see if he gets.
Why did he have to go to that government building to try it on, though? That was so bizarre.
That was weird.
Like, to like a superhero changing room in the. It was really strange. Why are they there?
Yeah,
it was. I did find that weird because it felt like the U.S. government was legitimizing him again. Whereas, yeah. Like my understanding of it was from there on out, he would be doing underhanded stuff with Val.
I guess this is the thing, is that Val's probably the lines are blurred with who she is and what her affiliations are. And, you know, these sort of villains turned good or villains doing team up sort of stuff is always the government trying to blur a line and say, we can't have our heroes doing this. But, you know, John Walker, if you could go murder some people, that'd be great. which is exactly why the Civil War, you know, superhero registration act is ridiculous, and Captain America was right to stand up for it. You know, what happens when they suddenly say they want to use us for something we don't agree with? Well, instead, Steve, we'll just get Zemo and the US agent and the new Black Widow and whoever else to use it. You know, they'll do it. They'll be fine. Wow. So, you know, we've crushed through this. One of the big, I think it was meant to be a big reveal. I don't think anyone was shocked after the iPhone rumors. of course, since she was using an off-brand phone, everyone knew that Sharon Carter was a villain. But here we go. Sharon's big reveal. She's the power broker, which makes some inconsistencies. But what's your takes? What's your reactions?
How dare she disrespect Peggy's legacy like this? This is so disrespectful to Peggy. Unbelievable.
That Carter name.
Unbelievable.
In the mud.
you know, I don't hate it. I think it's more interesting for this kind of, you know, rather than just continuing like the squeaky clean Carter like agent, you know, she had a little bit of a crush on Captain America. Like I think there's potential. What I've had a little bit of a harder time, again, you know, this story, the series was all about Sam and his arc and his story. So inevitably there's not time for some levels of narration for other characters. But again, I don't quite understand what is driving her anymore. Is it just like about the money? Is it revenge against the American administration? Like, I'm interesting to see that get teased out a bit more. And I think it will. Like, I think the MCU does do complicated villains well when they are committed to telling their story. And now that she's out as the power broker, I would not be at all surprised if we get to delve a little bit more into kind of what exactly is grinding her gears. But I did think the reveal was a bit weak. Like I mean, even without the iPhone thing, like all of her behavior in kind of Madripoor and sort of helping the people in her sneaky phone calls and everything, like I didn't think there was any question whether she was still on the side of the angels. So yeah, was what it was.
I think I completely agree about wanting to know what her motivation is, and I hope it's a little bit deeper than I want to get back at the US administration for not letting me come home. Like, I think that is too thin of a motivation for someone who's achieved kind of that level of notoriety within such a scary, apparently, location. So I think it's, I hope we get a bit more depth in what's driving her to do it. I've just never quite liked her, and I don't know why. I don't know whether it's the actress. I don't know whether it's she's not been very fleshed out. I don't know. I don't need to warm to her now. She's a villain, but I'm never that bothered when she's on screen. It always just feels quite hammy.
Oh really?
She's not especially charismatic. You know.
No.
You look at like a Zemo. Or a lot of the villains that have quite a lot of like unique, quirky charisma, and I think she's been very straight and narrow S.H.I.E.L.D. agent up until now.
But you say that, but there's other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents like what's the jobs who we like?
Maria Torres. Hill.
Maria Hill. Like, I don't necessarily
Maria
like Maria
Hill. I beg your pardon. I am pretty sure I am almost positive we had past episodes where Martin, you were not at all happy with Maria Hill.
It's just like headpiece, isn't she? But like, if it turned out Maria Hill was a power broker, all three of us now would be screaming into these microphones, either discuss or enjoy. The fact that we're all really ambivalent, that the fact that a major villain has been revealed as Sharon Carter, we're all just a bit like, fine. If it was Maria Hill, we'd be like all over the shit. I just don't think I guess that's it. She's not a character that invokes any major reaction either way. She's really kind of down the road, and I don't know. I'm gonna need a lot more.
I didn't care about her before.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a shock. Interesting.
So, I'm interested.
Have we had any other big double turns like in the MCU? Has there been any other big ones that we can think of? Or is that, I mean, of course you had the mutants, the Wanda and Pietro sort of turn sides, but it wasn't like a dramatic reveal, so to speak. It was a very slow burn.
Agatha?
We haven't had too many big double cross. I mean, when you think of like a double cross, someone who like can like sneakily have their own agenda, of course you think of like, but you think...
I was thinking of Planet Daddy. Like, that's the, like, that's the biggest one we've had, right?
They're not very good at hiding it at Marvel. That was definitely coming the whole of that movie, wasn't it?
No. I would say the only person that's ever kind of really given me, like, oh, they flipped the script, is Black Widow. Like, she's the only one, I think, who's ever done that with any aplomb or, a real believability.
Way back in Iron Man 2.
Oh, man. Well, I just... she's so cool. God, I miss her so much.
Not long now. Ambivalence is the right word. And one of the big plot holes is Zemo had knowledge of who the power broker is before going into prison. So how long has Sharon Carter been, working with the power broker? Is she the latest power broker?
Wouldn't be surprised if it was like a mantle, like something that could get, there have been many power brokers over the years and she's just the most recent one. I think that would be quite interesting. Sort of how she took down the previous power broker. That could be quite cool. Yeah.
How sad that we didn't go back to Madripoor for any of that as well.
Same.
Big setup. It was only in one episode or a bit of two. Yeah, interesting. So what are your hopes? At the end of this season, we've had John Walker, we've had the Flag Smashers, we've had Sharon, we've had Captain America, we've got Torres as the new Falcon, not confirmed, but, come on, foreshadowing. And then, of course, at the end of this, we had the really emotional scene with Isaiah Bradley at the end, taking him, not only just going to his house and speaking to him, which was great to see, but also taking him to the museum. I don't know if it's a notorious museum in America.
Smithsonian. It is like the museum of American iconography and history, really. Yeah.
I mean, that was hugely emotional. I must have cried like 3 times in this episode. I'm not kidding. There's nothing wrong with shedding a tear. But yeah, that got me at the end. I was like, really, it was emotional. I think the thing is, and we've talked about, you know, race issues earlier in the season, but I can't, you know, even begin to relate to how that may feel for anyone who's gone through anything, even see that, you know, a bit close to the feelings that Isaiah or Sam would have been feeling throughout all of this. So, you know, I think I'm really interested to go online and find out what the reaction to that scene as a whole has been for other people who maybe are a bit closer to the feelings that those characters may have been feeling. But for me, sat at home, I was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, the recognition that he was finally getting, you could really see that the emotional notes were there for those characters. And I thought that both of them acted their chops off, right?
Mm. Agreed. I love that scene as well. And, you know, giving Isaiah a place alongside Steve and acknowledging his role in that legacy was really powerful. Because, I mean, that's one of the truly important things you can do, is make sure that, you know, stories that have been hidden away for whatever reasons are, you know, brought to light and people get the acknowledgements they deserve. And I also really like that we saw like a bit more of like Isaiah's grandson was present throughout as well, having this sort of like younger man who, you know, had a few quips with Sam here and there as well, but getting to see his grandfather's place in this history, I thought was really cool. And who knows, I mean, Isaiah Bradley's grandson does have a place in the MCU as well, as another sort of another hero. He's a young Avenger, I believe. So it'd be interesting to see if we see him further down the track as well. So, but yeah, I'm really glad they returned to Isaiah and gave Sam and him their final piece together.
I think what I'm really excited to see is, I think Steve Rogers always had a really strong idea of what he thought was right. Like, he was really driven by like doing the right thing, and I think Sam is as well, but I think his interpretation of that, and we got a slight flavor of it towards the end when he was talking to the senators, but I think it's gonna be really interesting to see how he does what's right and delivers justice and all these kind of things, but through the lens of his own experience. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they experiment with that kind of in future whatever Captain America 4 or Captain and the Falcon Soldier 2 or whatever it is. I think it's gonna be really interesting to see. I'm really excited. I'm just excited for more winged action.
And thinking of Captain America 4, and you know, what's ahead for the MCU, we haven't really touched too much on Bucky, the second person in this title, and I think it speaks to how much of a bit of a sidekick he's been throughout this whole series. It wasn't as much a partnership, it didn't feel, in season one, but it really was focused around Sam and Captain America. But he did get his little bit of, you know, his movement towards dealing with his struggles at the end there. How do you feel about the journey Bucky's been on in this season?
I mean, I think he's had some really strong moments, and I would say more than anything, I've been absolutely thrilled at like the chemistry between Bucky and Sam. I think those two actors have played really well across from each other, and I really believe their friendship. I think the previous episode, them having like their shield practice, you know, Sam kind of doing what he did best for years, you know, doing like the kind of veteran veteran-led sessions and everything, kind of helping Bucky, you know, find a path to peace, was great. And I think we've had a lot of Bucky kind of in previous movies and everything, and so I'm glad that Sam had the bigger limelight here. But it's absolutely given me great hope for any kind of future endeavors these two strike out on. I think they're fantastic together, and that was the most important thing, and I think they really knocked it out of the park.
And Martin, do you think he'll be appearing in Captain America 4?
I hope so, and I hope that one day I can go to a barbecue with him on a raft and have my picture with him.
They definitely make peer parties look great, right?
Oh yeah, it doesn't look cold whatsoever. I just really like wholesome Bucky. I think if we were gonna do our season one snog marry kill, I think he'd probably be now in my marry category.
Ooh.
Yeah, now we've solved his issues.
So handy. Handy around the house now too.
But we didn't see the boat. Why didn't we see the boat? No, there was a shot of the water, and I was expecting the boat to come in from off screen, and it just didn't arrive.
I was teased. I was massively teased. But I just don't think that it's working. I think that we're still at a point where it's not working, right?
Well, turn it into a funky Airbnb and give it out for Hindus.
Maybe that's the opening scene.
We did get some aero action though, and not a plane, but we did get a helicopter.
We're near the end of the episode, so I was gonna say it is time for one of our final closing segments. It's another Marvel plane scene. Because I don't think that we clocked any planes in this episode, but we definitely got some aero action, as you call it, Martin. Thoughts, reviews on the aerial acrobatics of those helicopter?
Oh, it was great. Loved it. Absolutely so good to see the maneuverability of the suit. And I love that he had, the new and improved little Red Wing with him to help with the assist of yanking that guy out of the cockpit. It was excellent.
I'm here. I'm here for more planes, trains in the Marvel Universe.
I've just started watching The Boys on Amazon Prime.
We don't talk about other franchises here.
Well, there's a really funny line in it with the guy who's he's like the fake Aquaman, and he's like, I always get put on the jobs near water,
the deep.
And I just think that Falcon always happens to be near enemies that are in the air. Yeah. On top of something that's has to lift something that's falling from the other. It's quite convenient that a lot of his challenges do involve being in the sky. That's all I'm saying. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Welcome to comic books, Martin. you're telling me that they design villains based on what's going to be most challenging for them to overcome? No, I wouldn't have ever thought it. So end of season, but look, this is not the end of this season on this show. We will be back next week for our season wrap up. I know we've been through a lot in each episode, but there'll be lots of things ahead. Next week, of course, we've got the making of episode on Disney Plus, which I'm excited to watch. The WandaVision one was incredible. We've got that. And then we'll be coming in. We'll be discussing that. We'll also be discussing the season on the whole. We'll be discussing what's coming up in the future of the MCU. Captain America 4. Of course, we've not had much time to even go through the Shang-Chi trailer today, which I think I'm excited for. But we'll cover that again next week. We'll also talk about Black Widow, the other TV shows coming up. We've got Hawkeye, What If, Armor Wars. Bucky. We've got Eternals, Bucky. Superman. Bucky. Superman, Spider-Man, we've got, I can't possibly think of any other TV shows coming up. We've got Guardians Holiday Special, all of this. Hannah, sorry, what was that you wanted to say?
Loki!
I think we've run out of time for this week, sorry. we will be back next week to discuss all of this, and of course, everything coming up over the next few months in the MCU, including Loki, which I think is, based on how these past two shows have gone and how good those trailers looks, I just cannot wait for that TV show. And then what else have we got? We've got the episode 6 rating that we need to do. Quick fire. Five out of what we did it out of five of?
Out of five.
Senators being burned alive.
No, these must be out of five things.
Out of five janky shields.
5 janky shields. How about out of 5 awesome new Captain America suits?
Okay. Out of 5 prescription goggles. I'm going to go first. Cuz I want to set the bar. I think this episode was a 5 out of 5. I'm just saying it.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I think the problems with this season, earlier in the season, I think this episode with what it had, did it great, 5 out of 5. And I'm so glad that they didn't blue ball us with Captain America and put it right at the start of the episode so that we had a whole 50 minutes of Sam in the suit and got to enjoy it. If that had been the last 5 minutes, I'd have been happy, but we could have had a whole hour. We got it. That's all I wanted. It was action-packed. It resolved things. It set things up. It was exciting. I cried 3 times. 5 out of 5.
Awesome. I'm so glad that's your rating, Dan. I would say for like the awesomeness of Sam in this makes me give it like a rock solid 4 out of 4. Or 4 out of 5.
4 out of 4. Full marks.
A 4 out of 5.
I have to, and this has been pretty standard for me throughout the season, apart from one of them where I gave it 3, I think. 4 out of 5.
Well, there we go. Sorry. Hopefully I bumped the average up a little bit. but I just didn't want to seem unreasonable, you know? That's why I wanted to go first. Well, I think that's it for this week, you know? We've had a great time this season, but it's not over. As we said, we will be back next week. Please keep listening. Please tune in. Please send us all of your thoughts, reactions, comments to the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the Captain America and the Winter Soldier, the Zemo and the Baron and the Sharon and everything. send us your thoughts this week. If you want to send them through to us, Anna, where can people reach us?
So they can DM our Instagram account, A Marvelous Lunch Break, one word, or they can find me on Instagram, Anna Marvelous, 2 N's, 2 L's.
And Martin, what about yourself? The only all notable or likable bearer of the Carter name as it currently stands.
You can find me at powerbroker_Carter. You can find me on Instagram at Martin Loves.
And of course, please, if you've never subscribed to us yet, or if you're thinking of unsubscribing, or if you have unsubscribed, or if you're still subscribed, please continue to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are. And if you're unsubscribing, definitely don't do that. Please, if you're continuing to subscribe, but not if you're unsubscribing, leave us a review. Get in touch with us. thank you so much for coming by. It has been a blast this season. I can't wait to see the behind the scenes and how they pulled some of this off, especially the Falcon. I hope they cover the Falcon training scenes where he was doing triple jumps in the air of his own power. But that's it for this. Have a wonderful week. We will see you next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.